Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We have Dr. Bill Deagle here with our special guest on Wednesdays, Lowell Ponte. And, of course, Lowell has writes for a number of articles. He's actually on many different radio shows. And his cohort, Craig Smith, is on Neil Cavuto's Fox Business every week. There's a lot of things going on. I turned on the Kavanaugh hearings in the Senate, and it was like, is this a classroom of 6- and 7-year-olds, out-of-control students that probably need to go to detention center? What's going on here? And they arrested 70 people, but they're not going to prosecute them. They could be spending 6 months in jail, at least have a fine, because as they walked out of the building, and I talked to Scott Adams today from Red State Talk Radio this morning, these people were being paid dollars, money, as they walked out for their protests in the Senate hearing against Kavanaugh. This is disgusting. It's unbelievable that this goes on in so-called a non-banana republic. Well, maybe we should stroke growing bananas everywhere, including in greenhouses in northern territories, because maybe then we need to become a banana republic. I don't know. What do you think?
It might be a step up. No, there is an old saying about events of debate or trials and so on, and that is, if the facts are on your side, argue the facts. If the logic is on your side, argue the logic. If both the facts and the logic are against you, then just try to smear the other side.
Or act...
And in other words, the Democrats, unable to win on the merits, unable to win on the numbers, are basically just engaging in a mass smear campaign and theatrics. And why do they do that? Because they want to seize the media. For example, yesterday, and then, by the way, the first day of these bizarre goings on, they helped carry out 63 disruptions. They ate up an hour and 15 minutes of delay. 70 people were arrested. Of course, some of that didn't get covered on the media, but what didn't get covered was the very touching speech by the most famous liberal lawyer, leftist feminist lawyer in Washington, D.C., endorsing Kavanaugh as a good and honorable guy.
I saw that kind of interesting.
Get covered were other endorsements of Kavanaugh and his own speech. So, in other words, the theatrics grabbed the TV screens of the country. They gave the left-wing media an opportunity to put on something else other than pro-Kavanaugh information.
Right.
And what is that for? Well, ultimately, it doesn't mean they'll win. Ultimately, it does mean, however, that they further whipped up their own base, that they created enthusiasm among their followers and shown them...
Yeah, but, you know, honestly, are these people that are following the Democrats, are they decorticate? Are they decerebrate? What are they? I mean, how can you call yourself a decent American citizen and a human being if you look that there's no platform for the Dems, and what they do say is so obscene, it's like, you've got to be kidding. Get rid of ICE. Rather than reform things, if there's things you don't like about it and you think are unreasonable, reform it slightly. But you can't get rid of ICE unless you pass the duties back to the border control people. I mean, do you want tyranny? And then they want to have open borders and sanctuary states, and then in places like California, they want to have health care for everyone, including undocumented. Undocumented means illegal people that don't belong here. And what I find bizarre is the Democrats don't have any platform. They don't have any platform for business, except like this guy Gillum from Tallahassee, raising corporate rates 40%. Do they think business is going to stay in Florida if they raise corporate rates 40%? What kind of a nutball is this guy?
Well, remember, Gillum in Florida has the backing of millions of dollars from Tom Steyer of California, one-time investment banker, now ultra-left-wing activist who has pretensions of running for president himself, and from George Soros. And he has personally thanked both of them for the millions of dollars they've given to his campaign. So he's running with a lot of money behind him at the outset.
Yeah, but the problem is a lot of these Democrats that are running on are actually so far left it's obscene. And number two, they're most of the money that comes in is coming from out of state to support them, which is like, this is globalism on steroids, isn't it?
I remember when my national show was heard in the 5th District of Washington around Spokane. And at the time, the Speaker of the House, Tom, was seeking re-election. He's from that district. What's interesting is he was getting 98.9% of all his campaign money from outside his district.
Wow.
So whose congressman was he really being elected? I mean, this is the challenge you face. By the way, just to give you a random example, Arizona Democratic Representative Ruben Gallego said a few days ago that if you are an ICE or other immigration officer and you follow Trump's orders to stop illegal aliens, quote, you will not be safe, closed quote, that they have a long list, that you will be put on a target list, that will mark you for destruction the next time the Democrats are in power. In other words, he was literally threatening all the physical and job safety of every single immigration officer in the country. This is what the Democrats do now.
Yeah, well, they do it for corporations.
This is not an American political party. This is a globalist party bent on destroying America. They have a totally different agenda.
And not only that, they won't necessarily use a political process. They use corporate process. We know, for example, that the banks and the credit card companies based in New York State, which is a large percentage of the total banks and credit card companies, they're actually sanctioning people with gun rights by not going through the legislative process or the courts even, but actually using the banks and corporate heft to actually get their way. It's amazing, isn't it?
Oh, it is, and virtually everything they do is either illegal, immoral, or fattening. For example, Robert Mueller, according to the ethics guidelines of the Justice Department itself, government justice enterprises, the DOJ, the FBI, and presumably the special counsel, should all basically put their activities on hold when you're within 60 days of an election. You do that to avoid making any step that would bias the election if you have any involvement in political candidates or the like. And yet, the DOJ has rushed ahead, that is, Democrats within it have rushed ahead, to launch prosecutions of two Republican congressmen and to carry out what I think we can bet. We know it will happen within two and a half weeks of the election. Mueller's people are going to begin leaking and dumping astronomical amounts of information that is hyper-negative toward Trump and Republicans associated with him. Remember, they targeted the two first Republican congressmen who endorsed Trump. They've filed federal charges against both of them, and there will be more to come. But Mueller is engaged in the most unethical, outrageous prosecution imaginable, and doing it with a staff made up almost entirely of former Democrat operatives and contributors. And
well,
Mueller's staff includes people like chief lawyer for Hillary Clinton's foundation.
Well, I honestly think that that Trump himself has dropped the ball. He should force Sessions to actually get involved with activities dealing with the Democrats. He should force, now that we know the FISA warrants and Bruce Orr, the Deputy Attorney General to recuse himself, Rosenstein. He should force the media to not act like a soft coup is their business. And in fact, start proceedings to start delicensing CNN, MSNBC, and Jeff Bezos, Washington Post. The majority of people that are, quote, Republicans are starting to get tired with Trump even, because he won't take action. He won't even declassify the FISA documents, which if he does it, Tom Steyer and all the other people that are involved in investigations here, like Tom Fitton, are going to actually be able to have a heyday and pull these Democrats down and put them where they belong. And a lot of them actually belong in jail, including many of these people in former intel agencies, like Clapper.
Sure. And you can go farther. You can look at social media, for example. By the way, I quite agree with you. For Chuck Todd to do the piece he did a few days ago at The Atlantic, this is the political director of NBC News and MSNBC, for him to say, the press needs to stop complaining and to start fighting back when their coverage is already 92% negative against Trump, and that has caused people to recognize that they're biased, his answer is to become even more biased and to attack...
Yeah, but what is fighting back? Does fighting back call for assassination? Besides impeachment, what's fighting back really enshrined? What does it mean?
Explain in a moment. It's terrifying. That's my explain.
Right.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Look at this article. It says, are you ready for President Nancy Pelosi? Well, if not Nancy Pelosi, she'll be cheering as Kamala Harris comes in as the female Obama in 2020. And you can see from the the jaw chattering of Kamala Harris trying to interrupt Senator Grassley as he's trying to make his introductions to Kavanaugh. This is some of the most disgusting behavior I've seen that in a classroom would have students removed. What the hell do they think they're doing representing us as our assistant representatives and acting by school children that need to be put to the detention room? What's going on here?
Oh, and by the way, the protesters you've seen, people do not just walk in off the street and become witnesses to such a hearing. They basically all are there on congressional invitations. Or Senate invitations.
And by the way, they get paid as they're walking out the door, too.
Every ticket coded to the senator who issued it.
Oh, really?
His office issued it. And then, if you're a senator who invited disruptors into the gathering, you should simply be thrown out yourself.
That's well, the problem is these people can be thrown into jail for 6 months, but not going to get prosecuted. I talked to Scott Adams earlier today, and they actually get paid money as they walk out of the chamber. So they're getting, they're, quote, arrested, and they're getting cash handed in their dirty palms while they're walking away after they screaming and holler at Kavanaugh and Senator Grassley and other people trying to introduce and ask questions. Now, not that Kavanaugh is perfect in every way. For example, I've got some information here from one of my sources that Kavanaugh was involved, in a sense, in some ways or other, with the cover-up of Vince Foster's murder. Now, you got to understand that he's had a long career. He tries to be balanced, but no one's perfect. What they're really worried about, and it comes down to Second Amendment rights and right to, quote, I call the wrong of abortion. And now, we know this as a fact. We've had, Dr. Fred Graves on, who's a JD, who runs what's called How to Win in Court. We have it under our diagnostic and therapeutic, a link to his sites. But that course is $250. It gives you a certification after about 25 hours of online training to be a pro se litigant. And he had directed discussions over the last 20-plus years with senior members of the Supreme Court. And if they had had ultrasound at the time when they made the decision, there would be no such thing as a law for a right to abortion because the baby is genetically distinct. It's a baby. It's not a lump of tissue. And, in fact, in Oklahoma, when women are forced to actually see an ultrasound before they perform an abortion, even if they signed or ready to do it, 78% of women who've already signed to do an abortion don't once they see it's a baby sucking its thumb and playing in utero. So this is a scam. It's called scamtastic. This is the same foolishness that goes on about so-called Dems that want to make a better America. No, they don't. They want to make a global superstate where there's no borders, where there's total tyranny, and the citizens are disarmed. This is insanity. These people are not pro-human, pro-American, or anything. They're pro-devilishness and helter-skelter, like, you know, like the maniacs have been put away in prison for being mass murderers.
Well, this sure. is, and if we look at America and think of what it would be like if all those babies who were aborted were instead born and became productive members of society, our economy would be vastly better. There would be no room for illegal aliens to come swarming in here and take jobs. And so,
I'll tell you that,
part of the United Nations program to replace the American and the European white population. In fact, the UN even issued a large paper on it, naming the countries,
yep.
naming how many people would be brought in as foreigners.
Yeah, but that's only temporary. What they really do, if you look at 2050, Vision 2050, after they bring in all these illegals or foreigners or whatever they want to do, this is not their end. Their end game is to get rid of everybody and to create only, basically, a Planned Parenthood in the future will not be the primary place for abortion. It will be the primary place for genetically engineered birth in 20 or 30 years. At the rate things are going, which means wild reproduction will be illegal, and then most of the people in the future will be genetically distinct and created literally from multiple gene sources and have specific genes removed that would cause them to literally rise up against a super state. That's the fact, and a lot of them will have a caste system of genetic caste, just like in Hinduism, where the Brahmin class are genetically and cybernetically advanced, and the lower classes are forms of human animal cyborgs. People say, no, Dr. Deagle, that won't happen. I said,
depicted by Aldous Huxley in Brave New World.
Right, this is precisely what I can give you the science, and people say, oh, Dr. Deagle, you're making that up. I say, you know what? You need to sit down, shut up, I'm the professor, and I'll tell you the facts. This is not going to happen. They've been doing it in underground facilities for 50 years. And in fact, the first time they actually were able to clone a human was in 1967 in the United States. Did you know that? 1967. They're doing research in artificial uteri at the University in Milan and in George Washington University in the United States in the late 1970s. So the fact that they have underground facilities in China for a quarter million sites where they can grow artificial, super Chinese citizens or whatever, or they're doing research in Japan to create cloning, where you look at the dog cloning technology, I mean, dogs are harder to clone than humans. It's easy sneezy. So, you know, it's like, are you kidding me? And the fact is that what you can do now, in fact, Britain, they had 3 years ago on Christmas, they had a seminar in Britain where they discussed this. You can now create a child with up to 30-plus parents, basically genetically contributing some chromosomes or genes in order to create an even new mitochondria. So they're now creating...
And at our present rate of knowledge, pretty much, you can also do cloning via retroviruses.
Right.
You can program in genetic material into a retrovirus, infect the baby with that otherwise harmless retrovirus, and change it genetically in the womb, if you wish.
Right.
By the way, the trend now, as you've noticed, in Canada, yes, Canada, in England, in Europe, is now, and I guess in Asia, is now toward going to brothels that have sex robots. And very
right.
inexpensively wasting your reproductive fluids with sex robots. When do we get to the stage where a robot will go to the brothel and have sex with a robot? It may not be as far away as we think. Speaking of which, you mentioned the Nancy Pelosi column at WorldNet Daily. The point is that on the far edge of the left, not even that far, really, you have people like Bill Clinton, the former Labor Secretary, Robert Reich, now demanding that impeaching Trump is not enough, we must go far beyond that. What he means is you impeach Trump, even if you were to assassinate Trump, all that does is turn his vice president, Mike Pence, into president. There must be a procedure to remove, to annul the presidency illegally gained of both Donald Trump and Mike Pence, so that they are swept from power. He believes this could be done by the U.S. Supreme Court, which early in our republic stole for itself the power of judicial review, to look at a law, duly constituted, passed, signed law, and say, oh, we think this is unconstitutional. This law is now null and void. That isn't authorized in the Constitution.
Right.
They simply stole the power. And he thinks they could also steal the power to say, oh, you won the presidency by cheating, therefore your entire presidency, your vice president, and every law or policy enacted by you is gone. And what does that mean? That means by the chain of succession that is in the Constitution, number three in the chain of succession is the Speaker of the House.
President Ryan, right?
It would be President Ryan if it happened today, and that's what Lawrence Lessig, a law professor at Harvard, a radical leftist, wanted. But the fact is, after November 6th or whatever it is, that...
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Lowell, you showed that this professor, law professor Lawrence Lessig, argued that if Trump conspired with Russia to gain the presidency, he and Pence would resign and eventually be replaced by House Speaker Paul Ryan. And of course, Paul Ryan nominated the person defeated by treason of his own party and then stepped aside and let Hillary Clinton be declared president by acclamation. Lessig and Reich both admit there is no constitutional mechanism for correcting the criminal results of the previous election, but progressives see no reason to let mere law or democracy stand in their way or seizing the power that there is theirs by right because they are elite superior to the 60 million plus Trump's voters who rejected them. So this is getting, to me, we're only inches away from totalitarianism. This is really disgusting. Now, I can make some predictions here. If Trump doesn't take actions and doesn't start shutting down the media, and this meeting today, I'm going to put up on Clay and Iron, my other website, the 13-minute video with Alex Jones speaking at the hearings regarding the director of Twitter. And he spoke very well. I mean, Alex actually spoke very well about the whole issue. They're not just trying to take Alex because he's the biggest kahuna in the alternative media. They're trying to take everybody down, people like me. And if they wanted to say that I don't have a right to speak because they disagree with me, my experiences as a doctor in getting death threats, being fired from CECOM, because I knew that they had actually put charges in the building to blow it up because of the presence of depleted uranium medical records and anthrax medical records, which are corroborated by Cody Snodgrass, the CIA munitions officer who has been on my show a number of times. When he first went on my colleague's show last December 5th, they actually tried to kill him on December 22nd in Colorado with a head-on car accident. And believe me, as soon as I got fired at the boardroom at CECOM, they gave me death threats and fired me on the spot in front of the director of the board, etc., and Dr. Major Schwinder. And I countered being a tough SOB that I wanted a check for $50,000, a letter of reference. And if they came within 500 miles of me and my family, my buddies, who I was their doctor for Special Forces Delta, would take them out. And I said, don't mess with me. I mean, there's a nice side to Dr. Deagle. And just like I've had people say they're going to shove a gun down my throat because I made comments that I'm not going to tolerate Maxine Waters having people shout at me and try to assault me at a restaurant. And they think that they have a right to protest in my face or to beat me up. Just try it, idiots, because I'm going to send you a place that's not pleasant. And if people think that that's terrible, what an awful person I am, I'm going to actually resist being beaten up or being assaulted or murdered. Yeah, you try to pull anything off on me, and that includes all the way up to the people in this government. If it gets taken over by the Dems and the globalists, you can imagine what I'll unleash on you. You cannot imagine it. And if you think you have a right to protest, fine, keep yourself a half mile away, but don't get in my face. And what I find amazing is these hacks that were brought in by these senators actually are yelling at Kavanaugh and Senator Grassley, just trying to introduce him. And even idiots like Kamala Harris, who's literally trying to see if she can get herself elected in 2020, and this arrogant face says, I'm the female Obama, I'm the female Obama. I'm thinking, we do not need another Obama. He destroyed this country. He doubled the debt. He literally made us have 83,000 convicted felons re-released in the streets rather than being deported. He put the red line in Syria and challenged Russia and didn't follow through on it. And Russia, of course, is emboldened by all of these things, which is, you know, our competitor, but also our enemy. And what's happening is they want to keep up this game so that Russia eventually will eventually nuke us a decade or 5 years down the road. I find this behavior so disgusting and dangerous. I'm just fed up completely. And I can tell you, if we lose the House because either Trump doesn't take strong enough action or the Dems, if you have enough idiot listeners or people that are under 30 that are stuck to their computer screen, like you say, the glass teat of the computer screen, I'm going to tell you, this country will break up. You will see a secession of states, and the globalists will have won because America will no longer be America. The last president of the United States will be Donald Trump. That's what I see coming. If we don't...
Well, America is no longer America. That's part of the problem. We saw just today the head of Twitter and the deputy head, in effect, of Facebook.
Right.
Fine before Congress. Google would not even appear.
Right.
Google, of course, has taken this peculiar position that because its employees, its left-wing employees, demand it, they will not work with the Pentagon and dirty their hands on any project, but they will work with Communist China on AI techniques to control the Chinese people.
Well, I call China the laboratory of China because, you see, what Google does in China 5 years from now will be done in America if these globalists get control.
Sure. Now, why, part of the significance of this, and analysts have pointed this out on Tucker Carlson's Fox show and elsewhere, how much does the bias coming to the information that children are fed via Facebook and so on, how much does that add up to? It could shift 12 million votes in the Democrats' favor in 2018. Estimate experts. How unreal is what the media feeds us? Even Hollywood, for example. Well, we just have this new movie out about Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin's iconic moonwalk called First Man, starring
right.
Canadian actor, and you know how satanic Canadians are, Ryan Gosling. Ryan Gosling said, oh, it's okay that we decided not to show the American flag being put up on the moon because Armstrong's accomplishment, quote, transcended countries and borders, close quote, according to Gosling. Now, here again, you have history being rewritten, exactly
right.
The same kind of thing that the left wants done with Trump. You know, they don't simply want to defeat him. They don't want to make people vote against him. They don't simply want to impeach him, even. They want him expunged from history altogether. They want his presidency made null and void and virtually written out of the history books. Much has happened more than 3,000 years ago to the heretic Egyptian pharaoh Akhenaten, who first taught a form of monotheism, the worship of one god instead of many pagan gods.
Right.
And so exactly as with Akhenaten, you know, when you talk about King Tut, and we all say, oh, his name was Tutankhamun. No, that was King Akhenaten's son. His original name was after the one god, also pagan, of course, that Akhenaten happened to believe in, the solar disk god called the Aten. His original name was Tutankhaten. that he was allowed to live, though he was killed while still a boy, he was allowed to live and technically briefly become pharaoh only because the priests of Amun accepted him, and he was willing to forget all about his father, any mention of his father. The names of his father were chiseled off all the documents, all the statues they tried to destroy.
Right.
And they renamed the boy Tutankhamun, the living image of Amun, the old god, instead of the new god, Tutankhaten, which was actually his given name.
Wow.
So they're now trying to do something very similar to that with Trump. They are literally rewriting history, much as Orwell wrote about in 1984. And we see an example of it in this movie now, First Man, a Canadian right. devil playing an American. Why right. don't we go back to all the footage of the space shuttle that showed the arm having a Canadian maple leaf on it because it was right. made in Canada? Why don't we erase all those maple leaves?
Right.
I wonder if Ryan Gosling would agree that that's because the space shuttle transcended countries and borders.
I think he's full of it. And here's the problem I see. The left and the globalists think that the right are passive. But righteous indignation and the force of destruction that will be visited on these leftist globalists is far nastier than the devilish hell that the minions of Satan himself can administer. And they don't understand. If they seize and try to take power violently by these means, the result will be unbelievable.
And yet, that's what the Democratic Party is.
Well, the Democratic Party, let's put it this way.
It wants us controlled by the minions of hell, by the demons.
Well, if they decided, for example, to take over government 2020, which I don't think they're going to, I think you're going to see very shortly before or right after 2018 election, that Trump is going to clamp down on these media and intel agencies to the point where you're going to see people marched off and do the perp walk. You're going to start seeing media being shut down, and you're going to see Trump waltz in with a large majority in both houses in 2020, and it's going to put the death knell to these globalists in America.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Book again and about this article. The article will be posted up, and I mean, you give a really good case for how crazy the left is that they want literally President Nancy Pelosi or President Kamala Harris or President Elizabeth Warren. And Warren, by the way, is behind a lot of these senators, behind bringing these maniacs in to actually disrupt the Kavanaugh hearings. And boy, I'll tell you what I see happening, and I don't think the left understands exactly the violence they're going to be like this. That you mentioned on the before the break, the bursting of the bubble of the protest where these students were getting really strong, and all of a sudden the bubble burst and realized, hey, they're actually killing us. Do the left not understand at some point Antifa is going to come in and start taking on a crowd of true patriots, right-wing conservatives, and they're going to just get mowed down. They're going to just die by the dozens. If they, and I'm not calling for it. I don't want to see Americans kill Americans, but I'm going to tell you, these crazy students and people that are on the left that think that they just have to take over power, they don't even know what they want to do. I mean, it's like, if you had a good plan for what you want to do for America, by all means, have an open discussion with it. But they don't even have discussions anymore. What I find bizarre is it's not based on logic or even emotion. is based on like a Skinner box. Like they've been trained to say, we must take over. We must take over. It's like some kind of, you know, cyborg. And I don't know whether it's young people that are suckled on the, as you say, the glass teat of the computer screen, or the media now is fed so much information through social media that people unthinkingly just kind of bend over and take it. But I can tell you, this is dangerous, because if the left thinks that they're going to disarm the American public with 94 million armed Americans and 23 million former vets from multiple wars in America, they're delusional. They're going to die so fast when they try to take over, they can't even imagine. They won't just get imprisoned. These
For example, one of the protesters that the Democrats brought in to scream and yell at the Kavanaugh hearings was Linda Sarsour. She is an Islamist fanatic. She's a hate-filled anti-Semite. She wants to see Israel destroyed. So, of course, right. She's very close to the Democratic Party.
Right.
And the thing is, like so many people of their type, they never look two or three or four moves down the chessboard to see where what they want to do today is going to lead. For example, they think, oh, well, we're just going to push Israel into the sea. No, 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 boys and girls. Let's say you could almost achieve your goal. Let's say the Israelis are just ready to be pushed into the Mediterranean. At the last moment, the last hardcore survivors of the Israelis are going to launch their jets, and they're going to launch their 800 nuclear weapons. And you can kiss Cairo goodbye. You can kiss the Aswan Dam goodbye. You can kiss Mecca and Tehran and all the other places within about 1,700 miles that have been hostile to the Israelis. You can kiss them all goodbye. Israel will not go down quietly. They would rather go down taking the world with them in a gun.
Well, they will. They call it the Samson option is what they call it. And it's well known that it's actually internal policy in Israel. The Samson option is real, believe it or not. You know,
oh,
like
absolutely.
Samson, tore down the temple.
It's inevitable. Masada will not fall again, at least not with us just giving into it in any sense. Well, look at what the government is trying to do now in this country, apropos. Oh, I should say, Craig Smith, whom you mentioned, he appears every week with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business, and I have written a book about this that your listeners can get absolutely free and postpaid, no $20 to Jeff Bezos or Amazon. It's called Money, Morality, and the Machine, and to get an absolutely free copy of this 250-page book that explains a lot of this madness, just call a toll-free number. As I say, it won't cost you a penny. We'll pay the shipping and everything, 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue is the number, 800-630-1492, and you will find it not as eye-opening as listening to your show, but eye-opening, to say the least. So these leftists, even Karl Marx, in his writings, had to say, well, before there can be a phase of communism, there has to be a phase of capitalism to create all the wealth that we can then redistribute. The only question for Karl Marx that he could never answer then was, but once you've devoured all the wealth that capitalism created and you've killed all the capitalists, what do you do to get more wealth? Since socialism is not a system of production, it's a system of distribution. It's a system of giving goodies away. What happens when the goodies run out? Well, the answer is then you turn the guns on the people and say, okay, for the survival of the state, you're now all slaves. That's always what happens. And as a result, if people thought about what it will lead to when they destroy capitalism in the U.S., I noticed that yet another left-wing Democrat just went down. The first one, of course, was the number four Democrat in the House, who was defeated by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Now, Massachusetts representative in the fourth, in I think the, seventh district there, Michael Capuano.
Right.
He was a longtime member of the Progressive Caucus. He's a hard left-wing Democrat, but he wasn't left-wing enough for the socialists, and so he was defeated, too, by a woman of color, as they like to say, by Ayanna Presley, former staffer for John Kerry, who is now a Democratic Socialist and was endorsed by Ocasio-Cortez. And that's going to be happening to a lot of old white men on the Democratic left. After all, their party power is based on blacks and Latinos voting for them. Why should they be run by white people? Well, they shouldn't, simply put. It's a colored party. Make it make all the candidates colored. That's only fair.
Well, actually, I think in the long run it's going to be harmful for colored, because Trump has been the best black president we've ever had. Not Barack Obama was half black. Mulatto. And the fact is that these Democrats get in power, they're actually going to destroy the economy, destroy the workforce for both young black and Hispanic and other people of color. And in fact, if they manage to seize power, they'll completely destroy the country. This guy Gillum in Florida, if he wants to raise corporate tax rates, one of the best places in America for corporations is Florida. It'll be gone. It'll disappear. And I heard the same kind of foolishness here in California. I live in California in San Diego County. If Newsom gets in power and wants to have a nationalized health care plan for the state, which is as big as many countries and it's the fifth largest economy in the world, it'll destroy California and I'll leave. There's no damn way I'll stay in this freaking state. I call California if they continue this BS. And if thousands of other people like me, they're innovators, because remember, America is based on an innovative economy, which is why we have to fight China. China, by the way, Mr. Trump is not doing what I've told him to do over and over again. In fact, I've made the statement to be ignorant, which I haven't, trying to be, that you're either going to answer my questions or listen to the statements now or at the judgment seat. Why doesn't he start squeezing the testicles of Mr. Xi, who gave him cake at his place down in Florida? Why isn't he doing something about Putin, who's threatening us from the south with long-range cruise missiles? So
if
we need to face
stopping China's imperialism in Africa, for example.
Exactly. Their imperialism taking over roadways and so on in Africa is ridiculous, isn't it?
South Africa has just plunged into recession because they've started confiscating white-owned farms in the country. The price of food has skyrocketed. The economy is starting to collapse totally. It was near collapse anyway. All because they've implemented apartheid 2.0 under a black government. Now, I wonder, are they going to punish that as badly as they did a white apartheid one?
Well, I think what we should be doing, with South Africa is we should go in and decapitate the government by sitting in Delta Force. This is that bad that they're going to be killing white farmers. And by the way, these were bought even sometimes after the revolution started, and it's like what happened in Zimbabwe, which used to be Rhodesia. Rhodesia had one of the best economies in food producing in the world. And when they took over the farms, they didn't even know how to manage it. So the people in the country were starving to death because they were taken over by people who didn't know how to run the farms. This is the same kind of pollution.
Taken over, ironically, the best land was given not to ordinary farmers in Rhodesia, black or white. It was given to the wife of the president.
Right, exactly. Even if it was given to black farmers, they might have learned how to farm. But the fact is, it was given to people who didn't have any idea or any clue how to farm, so the farms went into disarray and people starved.
That's like what happened in Venezuela, another social.
So I think Trump should send in Delta Force, and around the world, if you're pulling off stuff, including in China, companies like Google need to be sanctioned. The fact that they're collaborating with totalitarianism in China is disgusting. We should slam them hard and literally tear apart Google and break it into little pieces. The same with Jeff Bezos and Amazon, the same with Facebook and Twitter and all these agencies that think they're going to run the world along with the deep state, the globalist billionaires and the maniacs.
Either Facebook and the like have to become common carriers like the phone company, or they have to become magazines.
Exactly, that's right.
But can be sued by people who read them.
Well, and if you open up the lawsuits thing, they'll be buried with so many suits, they'll disappear in a matter of months. So we regulate them into a utility or let them get sued. How's that?
Works for me.
Yep.
It's been said. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals initial testing and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.